Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. On the program today, understanding the risks and benefits of fracking for oil and gas in America.
Just because someone lights their water on fire doesn't mean that oil and gas or fracking were involved. It can actually come from both natural and man-made sources.
That's coming up later in this hour. But first, one of the items in the state budget was an unprecedented amount of money to provide poor people with a good lawyer when they're charged with a crime. Michigan has been rated among the worst in the nation in providing indigent defense. Here to talk about that money and what it means is the executive director of the Indigent Defense Commission, Lauren Kogali. Hi there.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Although I don't think a lot of people thought the legislature would include the amount it did, they passed $84 million. That's pretty substantial. How will that money be used?
That is a substantial amount of money, and we are thrilled that Governor Snyder and the legislature valued the importance of embedding indigent defense as a priority in Michigan. Just to give you a tiny bit of background in terms of how the money will be used, Governor Snyder appointed and the legislature established the Indigent Defense Commission a few years ago, and the commission really represents the diversity of partnerships that exist within the criminal justice system. And that commission was tasked with developing standards for ensuring that indigent defendants involved in the criminal justice system receive effective assistance of counsel. So one of the first things that the commission did was develop four standards, one that addresses the importance of attorneys appointed in indigent defense cases to receive regular training and education about what being effective assistance of counsel means. Two, creating space. Our second standard was to create space or privatizing existing space for private meetings. And our third standard creates accessibility and funding for local systems, for courts and attorneys and public defender offices to hire experts or investigators as they're needed in cases. That's a very critical piece of being able to provide effective representation in criminal cases. And then our fourth standard ensures that indigent defendants have counsel at first appearance and then at every critical stage of the criminal case moving forward. So our staff and the commission work very closely with 134 local systems across the state to develop plans that would allow them to come into compliance with those first four standards.
Let me jump in about that.
Sure.
Because it's going to be different in every county because every county has been doing it differently. So let's talk about how this will work, say, in a rural county with a low population, a small budget. Will they get money to make a private space for a lawyer and his client to talk or things like that? How does it actually work on the ground?
That's a great question. And quite frankly, in rural counties is where we're seeing some of the most innovative plans in terms of meeting those standards. So especially in northern Michigan, we're seeing some plans where counties or local systems have joined together to open regional defender offices. So what that looks like on the ground for all of the systems, as you mentioned, is different from system to system. I think prior to the standards being implemented and the compliance plans coming in, there were essentially two or three different models that were used to provide indigent defense services. And now we're going to see about 27 new public defender offices across the state. So with regard to standard one, that means actually providing funding to local systems to pay for attorneys to attend trainings, travel to trainings that have been approved as meeting standard one. For standard two, that means that some counties are going to be receiving and some systems are going to be receiving money to actually either do construction to create private confidential space in which attorneys can meet with clients or privatizing existing space. On the ground with regard to hiring experts, investigators, that means for public defender offices, they may receive funding to actually hire investigators that they will have on staff that the attorneys can use to investigate cases.
Which is something that hasn't happened in the past. They haven't had the budget for that, right?
That's exactly right. And so this is where the state and the local systems are partnering together to ensure that there's funding to meet these standards.
So how soon can you get started on these changes?
So the governor signed our budget a couple weeks ago, and the beginning of the fiscal year will be October 1. We're working towards that date. There are many moving parts to this that we have to get in peace, both in behalf of the local systems in terms of what they'll need to do, and then on our end in terms of what we need to do. The funds will be distributed through a grant process with the state. So we're working very closely with our department, the Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Bureau, to ensure that we can get all those pieces together, hopefully aiming for an October 1st date.
How will you determine whether this additional money actually is providing a better defense for poor people who are charged with a crime?
That's an excellent question. So part of our statute requires us to collect data, and sort of what's next on our plate is once we start implementing these compliance plans and partnership with the local systems, part of our role will to be engaging in compliance monitoring, which means that will happen in a variety of ways. Initially, court watching, interviews, and then under the statute, local systems are required to provide us with data. We actually have an excellent research staff at MIDC, and I urge anyone to take a look at our website to see some of the reports that have been produced. But we'll be using that data and that sort of policy compliance monitoring piece to assess the sort of transformation that we see in terms of implementation of those standards.
Lauren Cagalli is the executive director of the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, which received $84 million to help the courts around the state improve the defense of poor people. Thanks very much.
Thank you.